Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Better than a sliding door moment is a message from beyond. Oh yeah, oh yeah. If you've ever had one of those, by the way, you can join the conversation at 083-396-9696. Daniel had one, and I'll talk to him next.
Join the conversation.
This is The Opinion Live.
With the Furniture Centre, Watercourse Road, Blackpool. For sofas, beds, kitchen, dining and mattresses. Over 45 years in business. TheFurnitureCentre.ie.
Cork's 96 FM.
You want the biggest hits? You got them right here.
The Hit Mix.
The Hit Mix.
On Cork's 96 FM.
I want
new music.
I want to hear that new tune.
Fresh new music.
The Hit Mix with Brian McAvoy.
Everything I drop is a banger.
The Hit Mix.
On your smart speaker.
On your phone.
And on your radio.
Weeknights from 8.
On Cork's 96 FM.
What's the story? Your story.
You know what you're talking about.
From a seed in the dark.
To a rainbow in bloom.
Pride Vibes.
Pride Vibes.
Pride Vibes.
Pride Vibes from Wireless.
LGBTQIA plus radio for the community.
Your community.
Your community.
Your community.
Your community.
If you're a producer, presenter, journalist or content creator, start the conversation and celebrate.
We want you to get involved with this year's Pride Vibes. Join the combo at pridevibes.ie.
With the Purina One 3-Week Challenge, I can see a visible difference. My cat has a great appetite. They're full of energy, has a healthy digestion, and their eyes are so bright. So why not introduce your cat to Purina One Nutrition? It balances the bad and good bacteria to help support their gut microbiome. To start the 3-week challenge, search for Purina One's blue pack online and in store. Purina One. Visible health for today and tomorrow.
Switch today to Electric Ireland, awarded Ireland's best electricity provider, and enjoy a saving of up to €678 on your electricity and gas. Join our 1.1 million customers at electricireland.ie or call 1800 30 50 90. Electric Ireland, making your bills smaller and your world brighter. Awarded Best Electricity Provider 2024 by bonkers.ie. EAB €2,659 dual fuel. Savings based on our discounted standard unit rates, including e-billing and direct debit. Terms and conditions apply. See electricireland.ie.
Limits hold us back. Limits tell us what we can't achieve. At Cupra, our ambition has no limits. Introducing the Cupra Zero Limits event from April 15th to the 30th. Experience the momentum of one of Ireland's fastest growing car brands. Choose your own power, whether it's petrol, diesel, plug-in hybrid or full electric. Discover our incredible zero limit offers this April at CupraOfficial.ie.
When you're searching for fun stuff to do, we're right there with you.
We were here at the Cork Summer Show. It's looking fabulous. Well done to everyone involved.
No one loves Cork like we do.
Like we do.
There's a, I'm just getting word of a protest outside the AXA offices to do with Palestine. If we can bring any more about that to you, we certainly will. 0818 96 96 96. If you're down there and you're part of the protest or know anybody who's part of it, give me a shout. We'll talk about it. But Daniel Buckley is one of the founders of ADHDnow.ie, which is what is claims to be. It's exactly what it says in the tin. It's an online resource for people with ADHD or who suspect that they have ADHD. But Daniel, the story of it goes back to your late wife. Tell me, first of all, about her. Good morning.
Good morning, PJ. Thanks for having me on this morning. I'm very grateful for you asking me to come on. Yeah, so it's my wife, she would have said to me for how the idea came about me going, getting a diagnosis was, my wife would have said to me for years, like, that you've ADHD, like, you know, and I would have kind of, I would have dismissed her in a way and said, oh, no, I don't. She said, I don't have that at all, you know, and there was a bit of a stigma attached to it, like, you know, so I suppose why she would say that is because, you know, I would be hyper-focused, inattentive, like, you know, and very distractible, you know, and she would be trying to get my attention on certain things, and once I'm focused on what I enjoy, it's almost like I'd kind of switch out, you know, so she would be saying that to me for years, and I kind of dismissed it, and she passed away, unfortunately, in December 2022.
She was very young, she was only 33, her name was Simone. Tell me what happened to her.
She was on dialysis as a result of type 1 diabetes, and she just got progressively sicker on it, and she passed away. Unfortunately, she was waiting on a double transplant, kidney and a pancreas,
right.
And unfortunately she didn't get that. She got sicker and she passed away in December 2022.
Only 33. What a young age to lose.
Yeah, it's tough time. And do you know, I suppose I would have struggled with acceptance and stuff like that around it, and I was obviously undiagnosed with ADHD, and I was in my mother's house one day, and on the same day I was kind of feeling really low, you know, and I was reading an article, and it was about a guy that was diagnosed with ADHD, and he was listing his symptoms, and I was saying, I could identify and connect with it, you know, I could identify, and I was saying, do you know, maybe someone's right, there's something here, maybe I look for help, like, to see, do I have ADHD? At the start, it was kind of like, will I see if she was right for all this time, like, you know?
Yeah. How long after she died was this, Daniel?
It was in February, so it was about 8 weeks,
Okay.
8 weeks.
And you were down in your mum's house?
And, it was in my mum's house, yeah, and I was reading that article. And like, as I said, I could identify and connect with symptoms of ADHD. And, you know, I'd be struggling to focus on things that I didn't have much interest in. And, you know, seeking out the stuff that would give me comfort. Like, I loved football and that kind of stuff. And I loved business as well, like, you know.
And you know the way, Simone had been saying to you for a long time, go get checked out.
Yeah.
Was this the first time you'd actually sat down with an article in your hands and begun to read?
Yeah, it was the first time. And on the same day, I suppose I was feeling kind of very low on the same day. And I was just like, you know, I'm just going to sit down and relax. It's something that I struggle to do, like, you know.
Yeah.
And I always have to be on the next thing, keep going. And as I said, I could identify and connect with that article. And I said, look, it was just kind of, I wonder, is she right? Like, do I have this? So that's when the pain, I suppose, started that people are experiencing that are out there. As I reached out, I went to my GP and he said, look, there's a long waiting list for this, some up to 3 years. And I was seeking a private diagnosis. And I reached out to a good few clinics, and, you know, I wasn't even getting an email back. Like, and then I got one email back and it said, you can join a waiting list from October 2023. So that was kind of it for me then, and my GP suggested seek a diagnosis through the UK. And I suppose, look, what I found through the pandemic, really, and you know, with Simone and even myself, with a consultant's appointment, that I realised that it could be done, you know, online through a video link. And there was learnings from COVID, really, like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to a networking event with a few lads I work with, and that's when I met Matthew. Matthew's on the line here.
He's on the other line, yeah. Matthew Gavin, your co-founder of ADHD Now. Good morning, Matthew.
Morning. How are you?
It was kind of a chance encounter, wasn't it?
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Very much so. Yeah, it really was. It was one of those moments when, you know, we just met in a networking event and I had recently been diagnosed as well. And it actually came from my fiance at the time and now my wife, who suggested I might have ADHD after listening to a podcast as well. So I, again, was the same, you know, put it off and then you kind of sit down and look into it. But yeah, we met and I think as two people do when you've recently been diagnosed with ADHD, and we discovered both of us were on that path and both of us really shared the same struggles to get a diagnosis, from access to even information. Where is it? How do you go about? What happens? And also with our backgrounds, you know, we knew it could be online and we initially just talked and shared that kind of community, because it is one of those things that it does have, you know, a stigma behind it, but it can be a real superpower. And once you kind of have that awareness of what it is, what your strengths are, maybe where your weaknesses are, you can stop yourself from going down those weaknesses. And when you get that community and connection with someone else who sees the world the same way you do, it's really something special. So that's one of the big things we're trying to bring, is that awareness that, you know, so much people have ADHD and it's been gone, you know, undiagnosed and unassessed, and even what it is, and everyone else is kind of understanding, and even people with ADHD just always continuing their education and their understanding. But that's how we kind of got together, and we talked for a while, talked about the pain and struggle of getting a diagnosis and how it happened, and then brought in, you know, over months and months, we decided, you know, if someone else isn't going to try do this, we kept hearing from other people, as you do when you're kind of diagnosed, you're letting other people know, and more people, as we talked over, we realized how big the waitlist problem is. And a lot of people are there kind of waiting and struggling and, you know, self-assessing and trying to work on it themselves, but it can be really tough and it can affect, you know, things in a negative and very positive way at the same time. So we decided together, let's see if we can provide access, see if we can do something here to support and help all these people.
You combined your skill sets, Daniel.
Yeah, I suppose when I was diagnosed, PJ, like the biggest thing I got from going through my assessment process was discovering who I was. You know, that, yeah, I did suffer with stress, fear, worry and anxiety. And I was brought to a place of accepting who I am, you know.
Yeah.
Which then, with therapy, I went down the therapy route. It's helped me cope really with life, like, you know, and become a better parent, more emotionally aware of my own emotions and feelings. But then, you know, being able to allow me to be a better father to my son, you know.
Yeah, because I forgot to mention that you and Simone had a little boy. How old was he when she died?
He was 8 when she died. Okay. Yeah, he's 9 and a half now, Joy.
Okay.
It's a great kid. But yeah, like I suppose, look, he's the biggest beneficiary of my diagnosis as well, in a way that I'm emotionally aware of who I am, better able to manage my own mind and my mental health, and then I'm able to be emotionally available to Joey, you know, which is a massive, massive win for me, like, you know.
Yeah.
But as I said, like, it's what me and Matthew spoke about as well, is, you know, allowing access to people, like, so that we, the trouble and pain that we went through, seeking help for this, that we're able to deliver that to people much quicker. Yeah. But when they are diagnosed, we have an after diagnosis pathway where there's therapy, webinars and different options for people, because me and Matthew as sufferers are aware that when you're diagnosed, it's about continuous care, like, you know, and continuous of managing your own condition, like. So it's great, like, that we're able to deliver that and help people.
So does someone have to have a diagnosis before you lads can help them out, Matthew, or can you help them to get one in the first place?
We help them to get one in the first place. Yeah, so we've tried to make it as easily digestible for people as possible. I think one of the things, if you suspect you might have ADHD, it can be very difficult to navigate the space of how to go about get a diagnosis, where the information is, and what's the process. And we've tried to break it down in a really easy to understand way. People can view it on ADHDnow.ie, but it's a three-step process to get a diagnosis. Step one is your initial consultation. You come in and you meet with a professional, and they that kind of acts as basically a pre-screen. So they talk to you about maybe your symptom expression, why you think you have ADHD, and then also they bring you through kind of some analysis tools and take some reports on, you know, on your history. And then should they recommend that you go forward to a full assessment and diagnosis, you're brought forward to step two. And that's a lot longer in-depth interview where we try to bring in maybe a third party, a lifelong friend, parent, whoever that might be, who kind of knew you since you were a child and could speak to kind of some of the in-depth kind of interview and analysis questions that are asked there. And then you go forward to step three, which is your diagnosis report. I think this is one of the really important steps as we looked at kind of both Daniel and myself's journey and through our diagnosis, you know, what were the pain points and where maybe we could improve upon or guide people maybe with a gentler hand, you know, to understand, you know, themselves a bit more. So when they got that diagnosis report, you know, what we do now is you're brought through it. So you're brought through it in depth, you're answered, you know, you're asked, any questions you may have are answered in a very compassionate, friendly way. You're discussed about it, you're told about how, you know, everyone's ADHD is extremely different in individual. To what degree maybe they're, you know, hyperactive or inattentive or other. And then you're talked through it. So
it's become a whole resource. It's become a whole online resource for people either who think they might have it or who know they have it. And you can offer that resource. Daniel, this is obviously a very successful operation, ADHDnow.ie. It would never have happened had it not been for that article you read at your mum's kitchen table. What I meant to ask you was, who gave it to you? Did she have it? Did she have the article? How did it come to be there?
No, I was reading the article online. So I was in my mother's, and I read it up online.
Right.
So it was just like, as I said, that day it was like, you know, I was feeling a bit down emotionally low. Like, you know, as with ADHD, my ADHD is I can feel emotions really deeply. So I can get really periods of being down and then really excited as well, you know. So I could identify with that article that I was just reading.
And you believe that it was Simone who directed you to that article?
Yeah, definitely. It was. You know, I have to believe that that's the case. Like, you know, that she was looking after me. Like, you know. Because as I said, like, the diagnosis has changed my life, and then I'm able to help others as well, which that's my purpose today, is to help other people, you know, because life is difficult enough for everyone, you know. There's pain and darkness comes for everyone, you know, and we need to help each other through it, like, when it does come, you know. And it's acceptance of it as well. Like, I accepted that I have ADHD. I had to accept my wife's situation, you know, that So then I'm able to be a stronger parent for my son who needs it, you know, after what he's been through.
Yeah, there was definitely a message from beyond, from Simone. Daniel, thank you. And I'm so sorry for your loss at such a young age, for you and for your son to lose Simone at the age of just 33. But then she sent you believe in this message. Read this article, locate and find this article. ADHDnow.ie if you want any more information. If it might be of use to you or to someone you love, ADHDnow.ie. Daniel Buckley and Matthew Gavin, thank you both.
Cork's 96 FM.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.